This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Wednesday, January the 6th. Yes, it is, it is, it is, it is. The cream of the crop here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Somebody sent me a note talking about my singing, and I'm thinking this person suggests that I am like, listening to me sing is like listening to somebody play a guitar with one string. I thought that was offensive.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you mean, one string? I'm not a one-note samba. I can hit do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
I would say maybe, like, multiple strings, but just out of tune.
Really?
Jen, is this a new thing since I joined the show? Or has he always done that?
He's always tried, and he's always tried.
Really? All right, let's get to it here. Let's find out what's going on in Georgia. There's an hour or so since we talked about this. Is there a new development? Do we have a winner, clear winners? Do we need to investigate another election? What do we need to do, Jennifer?
It'll probably head in that direction, I think, of investigation and recounts. It's a really slim margin. Raphael Warnock has been projected as the winner over Kelly Loeffler in
She says,
that
though, there
race.
Still is a path to victory. What's the path?
No, I mean, well, the media has projected it, but it's a really slim margin. It's like 0.5%, I think, is what they're
Warnock's a minister?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's also a friend of Fidel Castro, which is really
exciting.
He'll be the most progressive senator if he is sworn in.
Really?
So if it all checks out as it's on the trajectory to do. And then in the Purdue and Ossoff race, that one's still too close to call, but right now Ossoff still has a slim lead. That one they still have not yet projected. So we'll see what happens. I think what is really ridiculous and beyond explanation is that Georgia was not ready to fix the problems that they had on November 3rd. In many counties, they stopped counting overnight.
It's only been 2 months. Gee whiz.
Right. They stopped counting overnight, and then as they started up again, there was an infusion of votes for the Democrat. There were also some machine issues in certain counties. And so here's the thing. You knew what people were worried about in November. Could you not get it right here so that we could put – so at least – whoever the winner is could have just gone on without all this nonsense, because I believe that there's going to be more counting, more recounting, more investigation that will happen in the state of Georgia because of it. And whether it's unnecessary or not, whether it's going to reverse the outcome or not,
okay,
couldn't we have done better to prevent it?
So let's get people. I'm surprised. I think Georgia, we're talking about all the people that went down to Georgia, registered to vote, and then they voted. But are people really moving to Georgia from states like New York or Illinois? Are people going, is the life that one can live in the suburbs of Atlanta or in other communities in Georgia? I've never thought of Georgia as being a particularly progressive state. There's some beauty in Georgia, and there's a lot of industry. And I wonder, though, is it that desirable? And I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody who lives in Georgia. Great. I hope you have a wonderful life there. I wouldn't want to live there.
I've only been to Atlanta and Savannah, and both of those cities I think are incredibly cool. Atlanta is a great city, a downtown.
Savannah more so. Brunswick
and Savannah to me is beautiful. I love it.
Yep.
I've only been to Savannah. It was gorgeous.
So who's moving there, though? And who's...
Well, that's what people are trying to say. It's a shifting demographic, and that's why it's not a red state anymore. That may be true, but to have someone like Warnock, and believe me, and I don't think I want to preface this, I don't... With the truth detector on me, I don't like any of these four candidates. I think they are all terrible candidates. The two Republicans and the two Democrats are flipping awful. If this is the best that we can do, God help us, because these are not good. I'm not going to say people because that's not my job, but they're not good candidates. So that being said, the fact that Georgia would go from a red state 4 years ago to voting for Raphael Warnock, defies expectation of Democrats.
Why wouldn't they vote for him? He's the first black senator. If he wins officially, he'd be the first black senator. Okay, yeah. Well, I think obviously people feel that he has more than that going for him. Georgia is a religious state. He's a pastor. He has
but that's
no connection
just it,
to Fidel Castro. That's not
he's
true
a pro-abortion.
That's what Kelly Loeffler,
he's a pro-abortion pastor.
Okay,
so... Oh, yeah, he talks about abortion all the time, and he's, I mean, I've listened to a lot of his speeches. He sympathized with Fidel Castro. He is pro-abortion, and not even just pro-choice. I mean, pro-abortion. And so for a state that we believe is religious and might respect that, that doesn't line up, and that's one of the things that makes me scratch my head.
Well, the whole thing is, it's just, unga bunga, where are we going here? It's like Donald Duck and Daffy Duck and all these other. it stretches the imagination how much of a mess this all has been. And speaking of messes,
don't get me started on John Ossoff and David Perdue. Perdue didn't even show up to debate John Ossoff, which was really stupid.
Well,
and then John
some really offensive stuff too. He's an idiot. Purdue Chicken had to release a statement saying we have nothing to do with this guy. That's how bad he is.
And then
it's
you have
awful.
Terrible John Ossoff, who has connections to the Chinese government, who has had to amend his financial disclosure statement because he was working with Al Jazeera and all of these different media outlets, and he shows up and he's never held a job except filmmaker in his entire life, and he's been, I mean, it's like these
ridiculous.
Insider trading for Kelly Loeffler. I mean, these are literally, when I say they're terrible candidates, they're terrible candidates.
Okay, so we look at the mess that the election is. That's a government operation. Now we look at
not bury the lead about this threat from Iran, though. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but it's a really big story, and I can't believe not more people are talking about this, but there's supposed to be the Stop the Steal rally, which is happening in Washington, D.C. today. There's two rallies. Trump's going to speak around 11 o'clock Eastern time. And then there's also going to be the transmission of the Electoral College results to Congress. And there's going to be a big joint session, and there'll be a lot of arguing all day long. But multiple air traffic controllers yesterday in New York heard a threat in audio. Somebody hacked into the audio of air traffic control. Think about how scary that is just in and of itself. And the message was, we are flying a plane into the Capitol on Wednesday. Soleimani will be avenged. Now, this refers to Soleimani, who is the Iranian general who was killed
last year
in a drone strike by the U.S. last year. Mm-hmm. And it was made on the one-year anniversary of his death. And Iranian officials have long vowed revenge on this. Now, no one knows who sent the threat. They don't know if it's credible or not. But they're investigating it as a breach of at least aviation frequencies. I mean, whether or not it has any backing, the fact that someone can breach our air traffic control system, that's pretty scary.
Actually,
because
though,
all
that's not as hard as you would think.
Needs to be harder then.
Oh, of course.
That means they can redirect flights. They can do all sorts of terrible things.
Yep, exactly.
We've become so vulnerable. We really have. We've just become extraordinarily
soft. We're so far behind
soft.
On technology from so many other countries. For way too long, it was just not a priority. I don't know why, American ego, maybe, we're, no matter what, we're always going to be the best. And we are so incredibly lagging behind every other developed nation with STEM and coding and technology. We're out in the cold.
I mean, I think more than just arrogant of thinking America's the best, I think it's that we had 12 years, well, we had 8 years and probably beyond that with Bush, but with Obama, I mean, we had an American apology tour. So, of course, they're not going to do anything because we were apologizing for being Americans and for leading. And so that's one of the most, that's probably one
no,
of
I'm
the
talking
biggest
about,
reasons.
I'm talking about education.
I know, but you have to, it's not even, it's not about education as much as like the government has to order where this goes, where our resources go. And if you have a government who's apologizing for American greatness, then you're not going to
go anywhere.
But
it started with Bush, and then Obama didn't make it any better, to be sure. The weakening of our country started when we attacked Iraq for no good reason. We spent $3 trillion that we didn't have to blow up all of Iraq. And what do we have to show for it? We're still there today. It still is a mess today. We've lost a lot of soldiers for no good reason there. And in Afghanistan, we still have our presence. We did what we were supposed to. We went to get Osama bin Laden, and then we've just stayed and screwed around ever since then. The amount of corruption that has taken place among soldiers who were over there and they got involved in some of the big heists, there was cash flowing around Afghanistan like you wouldn't believe. And, some of the soldiers grabbed some of it.
And a lot of that, stories about that, yeah. Really get a lot of press coverage, but yeah, lots of stories.
So anyway, it just is, there's a sort of disgusting trend that has been brought on by people who just, you know, they want what they want. I want to do this because I'm the president. I'm the president, so I can do it. And, you know, you think about it a little bit. And it's,
well, what I was saying, though, is separate from any one president. What I was saying is our system of education in this country being set to do a four-year liberal arts program, and then you maybe want to major in this, you maybe want to major in that. Other countries who are so far ahead of us technologically, they just have a very different educational system. It's, yep. Where you go and what field you end up working in is all based on how you test. And so, and that's why we have 250 government agencies and major corporations right now still reeling and trying to figure out what the Russian hack was. And we still don't even know. That's how far behind we are. We don't even know what they did yet.
So that's
what I'm talking about. That's our educational system.
We don't teach, education doesn't teach anything about art, ideas, using your head, skills that are basic. And then other things that are, you know, we have talk about STEM and STEAM and all that stuff.
Technical colleges were looked down upon for way too long, and so were different vocational schools. And so that's why I think it became taboo to not go to a four-year university and to say, I'm going to go to a technical college instead. And that whole, I think maybe that's shifting now a little bit. But that mindset in America was just, it was very different. And here's the result. Here's where we are. Our air traffic control is not even secure. Like, that's insane. You would think post 9/11 that we would never have an issue like that. But here we are.
We're all asleep. We're all asleep to these things. And maybe that's what comes of having too much. We've become so successful as a country. We've become economically successful for the most part. Different businesses have developed here. Creative ideas have come from America like no place in history. And now we're all flat-footed. Look at the chain 7-Eleven that used to be controlled by the Indians, literally. We always laughed about who was running the 7-Eleven, but it was an Indian company, been bought out by a Japanese concern. And now, this past week, the first of the year, they announced that they're buying all of the Speedway gas stations and all of the corporately owned Sunoco gas stations in the country. So now a Japanese company will control all the 7-Elevens, will control all the Sunoco gas stations, will control all the Speedway gas stations. Now, you can say, what difference does it make who controls the gas station?
Doesn't Venezuela own all of the Shell stations?
Gulf. No, was it Gulf? It used to be...
I thought it was Shell.
It wasn't Shell, but you're right. They did own... I don't think it was Shell, but you may be...
And BP is still...
Shell and BP are owned by the Belgians, or... yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
But I guess what I'm saying, though, this is not a first that foreign countries have owned major
stations.
But
why do we allow, I guess capitalism, if people, the other side of that is that people think that America is such a valuable place to invest in that they spend these billions of dollars buying up American companies. I suppose that you could look at it that way.
I would not, if I was looking at like kind of a bird's eye view of what to invest in the future, buying petroleum gas stations is the last thing I would buy. Mm. We're moving towards cars more
and more. That's not where the money is. Interestingly enough, it's in those shops where you buy a sandwich, where you buy drinks, where you buy oil for your car. Those are the markups on those things in the stores like that is unbelievable. A company in, was it England, just bought all the Cumberland Farms store. They had 561 stores in New England and the Northeast, mm-hmm. and they paid like $800 million for it because there's so much profit in selling that crap that you buy when you're driving and going down the road. Okay, I'm going to fill up with gas. I'm going in and get a sandwich. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Crazy money. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner checking all of the social media things that are going on here. We've got a number of polls. I thought it was interesting. I saw. I love these polls on these various sites. Is Joe Biden fit for the presidency? What in the world is going to be accomplished by that? But could we say that, Jay, of any poll that you're at, you know, okay, what comes from it? Sometimes there's good conversation. I don't know. I find it at this point in time, I think we're all getting so tired of it that we just think, hey, man, come up with something better.
All right, yeah, my favorite poll debate is toilet paper over or under. That's always
really?
The best. That is always the best one.
And
so many people feel so passionate. I've always been an over person, but I've heard if you ever come across an under person, it's because they have cats, and then it makes sense.
Why do?
Because the cat goes after the toilet paper.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So if it's under, if they just keep going, it just goes round and round. Where if the toilet paper's hanging over, the cat ends up undoing the toilet paper roll.
Huh.
It kind of sounds valid. But anyway, that's not the poll we have going on. We're talking about the pandemic and working from home. And, you know, if you have been privileged to be sent home from your job and now they want you back, are you kind of like, nah, I'm going to quit my job? Or would you go back? And there's a poll up on Twitter for it. 66.7% of people say, absolutely, let me stay home. They would be willing to quit their job. 33.3% are undecided, and not a single person said, no, let me go back. I want to go back.
All right. Other polls coming up right after this.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, and Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
25 after the hour on the DJV program, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and Victoria working through the social media, well, the polls anyway, at DJV Show on Twitter and at Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. I'm thinking as we were going through the various things that we're asking, I'd like to, I host a program called The American Family Farmer. In addition to doing this program, I do a couple of other programs that are heard around the country, mostly on the weekend, on weekend radio programs on stations that carry this show. As a matter of fact, the most recent American Family Farmer podcast, ladies, focuses on where the cream comes from in Bailey's Irish Cream. The farmer who does that, the dairy farm in Ireland, fabulous story about a farming career and what goes on Bailey's, that's what they call it, is Bailey's Farm. So if you want to know where that came from, and maybe a good idea for those of you who are milking cows, there's some ideas for you there in that one. Plus, as we connect farms and family and food, it's very interesting to hear this farmer's take on what real milk is. As you can imagine, that's right out of my wheelhouse. All right, so maybe we ask a question at some point, Jay, about food. Do you prefer organic or regular or something? Come up with something. I'd like to get people's
Or almond or coconut.
Boo.
Oh, don't even get him started, Jay. If it's not dairy, he won't recall it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, okay. So you can continue to participate in our polls at the various social media sites. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock is projected by numerous news outlets to defeat Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler in one of the two crucial Senate runoffs in Georgia. Loeffler has not conceded. The race between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue is still too close to call, with 99% of the precincts reporting. Kenosha, Wisconsin was prepared for unrest but none materialized after prosecutors said Tuesday no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake by police officers in late August.
And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
District Attorney Michael Gravely also said no additional charges will be brought against Mr. Blake. Although Jacob Blake was armed and resisting arrest, Jacob's uncle Justin called the decision a slap in the face and where's the justice? This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
An illegal immigrant that is accused of killing four people in a 2019 Northern Nevada crime spree has an update. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
A 21-year-old Salvadoran believed to be an illegal immigrant who faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted of killing four Northern Nevadans during a two-week crime rampage in January of 2019 is now scheduled to go on trial in September. However, Wilbert Ernesto Martinez Guzman's latest appeal is still pending before the Nevada State Supreme Court, and the district judge in Reno says everything could change if they file a formal motion seeking to prove he lacks the intellectual capability to be executed legally in Nevada. Washoe County Judge Connie Steinheimer said Monday she has the scheduled trial to begin September 20th and last up to 8 weeks. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Three close family members of Sharon and Gerald David were invited to Washington, D.C. to attend the 2019 State of the Union Address. 25 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 has been revealed. Of the finalists, former defensive back Charles Woodson is on the short list.
For the guys that are at this point, man, you really had to, you know, make an impact on the game, and I'm proud of that, you know, so I'm excited, you know, to be in this moment, and, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Woodson played for the Packers and Raiders in his pro career. Between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. The Class of 2021 in the National Football League will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Doug Steffen on the air here on the DJV program. Yes, Dr. Doug with Nurse Victoria and Nurse Jay. You could be doctors, though, too, right, Dr. Victoria?
Yeah, Dr. Girls can be doctors.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
Steffen, all the favors. I know that. All right, so let's see if we can dig around the current situation this Wednesday morning with the COVID vaccines, the incompetence. I just think we keep talking about the elections and how messy the COVID distribution is. What a mess it all. Why don't we just have a revolution? Come on. You want to join me, Jay, in the revolution?
Let's have a revolution. What does it entail, though? Because when you say that, stupid people say, oh, great, that means I'm going to go out and not wear a mask and I'm going to do stupid things.
No, that has nothing to do. We need to change the way things operate. Things need to be, we've gotten, and I think we were sort of highlighting this in the last half hour, how many of us have common sense, many of us actually know how to run things. We know how things run, businesses, equipment, stuff. But yet there are a lot of people who just don't seem to want to know how things run or care about things and how they run. And if that's the case, then how does anything really run? Who are these people responsible to? Nobody really seems to know how the government runs anymore because we don't teach civics in school. And why is that something? Why? That's where it can begin. Parents and people that are interested in education go to the school committee, the school board, when they have their meetings and demand that civics be taught in school so people can understand. Never mind them giving you this guff, all these elitists who say, well, we are the administrators, we know what's best. Nonsense. That's not true. And that's part of this whole business of, you know, the rearranging the police and how that works. I think you have to do it for all of public service. It's not just the police that need to be reorganized. The education system needs to be reorganized. How government, local government functions needs to be reorganized. Again, perfect example. They've met nothing but screw-ups in Georgia, and they've had 2 months, they've had 2 years, they've had forever to make sure that the equipment that's there works well.
But that was one county, though. Like, I think that's overblown to say nothing works in Georgia.
Well,
but
it's
not really true. And that kind of feeds into this false narrative that Georgia is just filled with corruption. And
no, I think the whole system is corrupt. And I think that there is so much. Yeah, does it work right in some places? Absolutely. But is there an excuse for it not working anywhere, Victoria? No, in my
opinion. In every election, and I'm not saying that this is good because it's not, but in every election, there are voter machine malfunctions. There are, you know, I mean, that happens in every election.
Why?
It just because it's technology, and technology, you know, I've never had a virus on my MacBook, and the other day while we were on the air, the whole thing shut down for no reason. So that's technology. It happens. You know?
But we use those every day. The electoral things only use once a year.
Which is, makes it worse because you don't know how and when to anticipate that. Okay, they do test them. They do test them. They don't just plug them in and say, all right, let's wipe off the dust and see what happens.
You know, I was looking at, before we get into the COVID thing.
I love that the tech guy, the least technological person on the show, is the one telling everyone how to run their tech. I love that.
Excuse me. I may have ideas. I mean, I don't know how everything works, but, you know, that's the whole idea of having you and Jay here is to make sure that I know or that things get done right, whether I know how to do them or not. Speaking a little bit just of social media for a second, I want to call attention to a picture that I just saw on Instagram posted by Catherine Zeta-Jones, a picture of her and Michael Douglas that is kind of the sweetest thing. You know, they've had their ups and downs. Michael Douglas had his health issues, but they've been married for 20 years, and she's been posting pictures of them enjoying their 20th anniversary at a beach someplace. She's 20, she's 51, he's 76. And it's clear that they love each other. I thought it was really very sweet. If you see that, you'll see the picture. It's got to be, I don't know if you've seen it, Jay. It's been picked
up. Yeah, I just pulled it up. That is really sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Beautiful sunset behind
them. Very sweet. Very, very sweet. Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, back to the COVID. Go ahead, Victoria. Spoil the rest of the day.
Well, look, this is all the COVID is bad news, right? So what we're seeing now is popping up around the country, which is something that I was afraid of. You know, this was my concern from the very beginning about these vaccines and traveling and having them shipped and then even having them stored properly. We're seeing more and more stories pop up now of malfunctions, and there was a freezer that was storing the Moderna vaccine at a Northern California hospital. The freezer broke, and officials didn't realize until 2 hours into it that they had administered 800 doses already. And so then they had another 800 left, and that's when the city's, the county, Mendocino County, however
Mendocino,
you say it.
Mendocino, yeah.
So they had the health inspector, the safety inspector, happened to be there and found that the freezer was at room temperature. So no one even caught that this freezer was not even cold. It was just off and broken at room temperature. So there are 12 hours that you have after that happens that the Moderna vaccine can be sitting at room temperature, and then it spoils and it's no good.
But
so
that's what
luckily,
I just said. That underscores what I was just saying about government and operations and running things you know.
Well, this is a hospital. I don't know who's, I don't know if this is a private hospital or not. But here's the good news, though, is that all of the doctors and nurses were able to scramble together and get people to use up the 800 doses that had in danger of going spoiled.
Good.
But the problem, though, is that it, now this is one team that acted quickly and was able to salvage the doses. We know about that pharmacist in Wisconsin who let 500 vials sit out, and then that it basically gets rendered ineffective. It doesn't have any side effects so far that we know of. If you get a vaccine that's been thawed for too long, but it just means you're not protected against the virus. And the other thing that we talked about in the beginning when the vaccine started getting approvals, you know, UPS is making dry ice. There were other companies making dry ice. This has to go from where the pharmaceutical company is, and then the Pfizer has to stay on dry ice. It can only last for 3 or 4 days. There are so many different rules and stipulations that are very different between the Moderna and the Pfizer one. And the Moderna one, the good news about that vaccine is that it's essentially, it just needs to be in a regular refrigerator. But in this case, it wasn't until the safety inspector found that the refrigerator was completely broken that all of those doses could have gone to people and they would have thought that they were on their path to being vaccinated and they weren't. Mm-hmm. This is the oversight here. This is the real problem. And I think that we're going to find people getting their little certificate that says they got two shots. And I don't know how many people, I don't know what percentage, but I think we're going to find it's a significant percentage of people who ended up not really being inoculated. And it just, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. Now, because these stories are popping up so much, part two of this is that the White House task force has issued a statement now saying that when there are excess vaccines, and I think what they mean by excess is the golfing story that you told at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
When they have excess, now the task force is saying instead of sticking to the schedule of by appointment or by group and category of people who are supposed to rightfully be ahead of the line, now they're basically saying just give them away to anybody. And we started seeing stories, I know, and I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I guess they don't want them to expire on the shelf. I see that point as well. But, you know, we started seeing stories yesterday in California, people going on Facebook and bragging about, oh, my in-law works at the hospital, so I was able to jump the line. It's
people.
And then in Florida, it's a free-for-all, and that's by design.
God.
In Florida, that's not just, you know, like people doing the wrong thing. That is by design, county by county. It's different.
Letting them do it.
And the governor down there in Florida has said, just anybody who wants one, go for it. It's crazy. And the real problem, though, and maybe this will change when Biden takes office on, you know, January 20th, which he will. I hate to spoil anybody's.
Trump's going to Scotland to celebrate.
Right. So, but when that happens, maybe the task force will have more guidelines issued, because right now states are scrambling for federal guidance. There just isn't any. It's very minimal. So I don't know. We're in it for the long haul on this one.
Speaking of states, the governor of Arizona is a guy named Doug Ducey, urging constituents to wear face coverings, stay home, curb the spread of the virus. Last night, a video was posted of his son partying at a hotel, maskless, and with like thousands of people. And so anyway, there's stuff all over them. In a moment, we celebrate the 12th day of Christmas. My true love gives to me. Well, we'll find out what. I don't have a true love, but somebody's going to give me something, and we'll find out what that is after I give you something. And that's a bit of advice on how to keep your body clean, starting with your nose. All the bad stuff that comes into your body, you know, pretty much comes in through your nose or your eyes. The mucus is the what do they call it? Not mucus. What's the layer around your eyes?
Membrane.
Membrane. Thank you. Yep. So, I can't do much with your eyes, but I can help you with your nose. Navage to the rescue, NAVAGE, the nasal care system that is unique. It's all natural. It'll give you relief from the sinus congestion. No drugs involved whatsoever. All those things that are in the air that you want to get out of that your nose acts as a filter for. So all the dust and the pollution, all the things that cause colds and flu, and you know what else. That's all right there. So if you got a genuine Navage salt pod capsule, to put into your Navage operation. It'll clean your nose out lickety-split. All right, so help yourself. There's fast, free shipping. Navage.com gets to the heart of the matter. Irrigation works. Your nose needs to be irrigated and cleansed. That'll be a really strong forward step to your health and well-being. Get the Navage system at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Get wet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whether you go into a baby pool or an Olympic diving pool, you'll get wet. Sure, one's deeper than the other, but if you go underwater in both, you'll get equally wet. Seasoned meditators can go deep into stillness during meditation. They can experience a profound depth in the presence of their practice. But even the most novice of meditators can experience stillness and presence. A still body is a still mind, is the teaching that even if you can't clear your thoughts, which isn't what meditation is about anyway, the more still you sit, the more quiet your mind will become. Whether you experience stillness for a moment or significantly longer, stillness is stillness, just the way being wet is being wet. For more about meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, we three kings of Orient are. Remember that song from Christmas? Well, today is the 12th day of Christmas. Celebrate the three kings, right? It's mostly a Spanish and Latin American thing. Across Europe, it's called El Día de los Reyes, the kings. Christmas and the 12 days of Christmas. This is also known by the name Epiphany, right? Dates back to the 4th century when the Christian church was sort of being established. The grand feast held on this day to honor the occasion of the baptism of Jesus and to pay homage to the three wise men. I think we've decided that knowingly, especially with all the astrological chatter that there's been about what's going on in the universe, or at least in our solar system, Victoria, mm-hmm. that there's credence to the wise men following. It wasn't just one star, but apparently astrologers say there was a combination of stars that happened to be sort of together like we had this year. We had Saturn and Jupiter, and what else? There was one other star in our solar system that were together, created that big bright light in the sky, and it was the same thing the three kings were exposed to or were following. So that's a true story.
Amazing.
I kind of like that. It is amazing. There's a new book that actually is an old book that's out that people ought to pay attention to if you're like me and you love sugar. I guess I'm a sugarholic. The book is called Body, Mind, and Sugar by Emanuel Abramson, who is a doctor. It was first published in 1951. Now, this book goes into gory, sordid detail what happens to your body when you consume too much sugar. It's really an eye-opener. I have had, you know, my bouts with liking candy and chocolate and ice cream and stuff through my life. But I look at this thing and see, oof, what happens. That's preventable. All the preventable diseases, most of the preventable diseases that we have that threaten our longevity come because we eat too much sugar. So food for thought, certainly, here at 10 before the hour.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with his expertise in movies, et cetera, et cetera. I guess the headline today is that Tanya Roberts really is dead, Chucker. She has passed away. All of the movie credits, TV credits. Her real name, by the way, was Victoria Blum. Nobody knew that, I suppose. A lot of people.
Right. So I'm sure a lot of people in the industry have either a complete made-up name or at least partial. A lot of last names are.
That'd be an interesting research paper to do, wouldn't it?
I would.
Who's changed their names? What Hollywood stars have changed their names?
Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas, but obviously there's a Michael Douglas, so his name is Michael Keaton. Right. That's one of them. There's a bunch of them that have condensed their last name. I always found it interesting when they go by a middle name or initial in the middle. They do that because of the SAG card. At times, somebody else has their name, so they hyphenate it or do it in the middle initial.
But, a lot of people in radio have done that too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Art Roberts. So yeah, of course, that's his real name. Yeah. Yeah. Bill
and
Williams.
All the weather people who put Stormy somewhere in their name.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's a lady who used to be on the station we were on in Eugene, Oregon, who was called Stormy Weather. I think that was her name on the air. Close to that, anyway. All right, so anyway.
I was going to say, I got HBO, which you know, for Wonder Woman 84, I got HBO Max, which is another new streaming service, and I put it in my smoothie shop to watch movies. We've been watching a lot of the Batman films over the last week, forcing my employees to do so. So I noticed that HBO, in all seriousness, HBO Max really does have a really solid theatrical library, which I think is a lot better than Netflix. Netflix is really being fueled by its TV shows, TV series or streaming. This new one, Bridgerton, I think it's the name of it, is doing extremely well.
Yep.
Extremely well in households watching. I think, like they say, in 4 weeks, like 70-something million people are on target to watch that show. But HBO Max has a really solid theatrical library. Escape from New York is one of those movies, and they have the complete Warner Brothers library because AT&T owns Warner Brothers and HBO Max. So it is a good, solid streaming service if you like movies and you want something to watch. I'm not being paid to promote it. I'm just stating the fact.
All right, so you good just
one.
Piqued my
it is
interest.
A good one.
In a moment, we're going to go through some of the actors who have changed their names right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
All right, let's see here. Jamie Foxx, real name is Eric Marion Bishop.
Really?
You know that?
Never knew that.
No, I did not.
David Bowie's real name was David Robert Jones.
But Davy Jones
David
was already...
Davy Jones, right, exactly.
Yeah,
Monkeys.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan is Robert Zimmerman. Nicholas Cage is Nicholas Coppola.
Coppola.
Yeah.
Coppola.
Yeah,
he got rid of the Coppola. Yeah. I guess he didn't want the family name, which was...
Yes, correct.
Michael Caine's real name is Maurice Micklewhite.
That's something,
like that?
Huh?
Yeah, isn't that? Well, it's very British. It certainly sounds, it's certainly very, very British, to be sure. Some other celebrities, let's see here. Portia de Rossi's real name is Amanda Rogers.
Really?
That's a really interesting change. That is, yeah. I wouldn't have thought that one.
Yeah, Reginald Dwight's real name, or Reginald Dwight is Elton John's real name. I think most people know that, right?
Yes, they know that, yep.
John Legend, that's not his real name.
Stevens, isn't it?
Not surprising.
Yeah, yeah,
John Stevens,
right.
Yeah.
John Stevens. Why would he change his name from that, I wonder?
I think it was a joke when he was in college, and he said he was going to, because he was a musician on his way up, and I think he said, I'm going to be a legend, and I think they started calling him Legend.
John Legend.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, well, what's wrong with that? That's all right. I think he is. I think he's fabulous, by the way.
Yeah.
One way or another. All right, let's see. Who else is... Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah.
You got another show?
AMC raised $200 million in December. They need a total of $750 million to stay in business. I hope they do.
Me too. Yeah, we need them. All right, Chucker, thanks. Good job.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.